I grew up doing taxidermy.
I stuff dead animals, everything from pets to white-tailed deer, African safaris.
And I usually kind of test the sharpness on my thumb. If you just set it on your nail and like wiggle it back and forth, and if it doesn't move, then it's like plenty sharp.
A good test.
So my name is David Williamson. I'm a third generation award-winning taxidermist at Wildlife Designs Taxidermy. It's like I don't know where the spark of life comes from, but like I didn't choose to be born in the 80s, and I didn't choose to like be bald and have blue eyes. But like for whatever reason, like I came into the world, and the trajectory was as a taxidermist. I think a lot of people that grow up doing something end up not liking it. So I tried to get away from taxidermy. So I grew up in Amarillo, Texas, and that's where my dad and granddad both had their shops. So moved to Austin like pretty quickly after high school to go to school. But I kept working as a taxidermist even through college. And so I thought the dream was to be like to have an office job. Like I remember growing up and being at my dad's taxidermy shop, and like our customers would come in, and normally they're like well-off individuals, so lawyers and accountants and doctors, and so like or insurance people. And I always remember they would come in and like business clothes, and they had like cologne on, and they smelled really nice. And so I was working at Whole Foods in the accounting department for about a year and a half before that, but I always kept taxidermy on the side. And at some point, the taxidermy business got to a point where I could quit my day job and do this full time. But we're gonna go over to this stainless steel table and do the skinning of some bobcats. So we will need to grab a couple knives. All right, so the first cut we're gonna do on this bobcat is like down the back. So it's like a dorsal incision. All right, so I'm gonna start at the neck. And I always go underneath the skin because then you're not gonna cut the hair. And you can kind of see what we're doing here. Like, we're taking all this off, and at some point we're gonna have to recreate like every single thing that we're taking out, either with clay or plaster or foam. So yeah, it's pretty difficult. I mean, it's weird. It's like our ancestors have been doing this forever. It's like not until kind of recently that we've become so separated from like meat. People that eat meat, I feel like should skin an animal or kill an animal at some point just to see that. Like a chicken nugget or any meat, like, comes from an animal. All right, so this is our little tail tool. Ding! So we kind of put it around the tail. There's like two different sizes. Let's try the smaller one out. And then you just kind of like pull on it, and then the whole thing should come out. Boom! It is surprising that I end up like back exactly where I kind of started, Like it makes me think a lot about just life in general and how like we're all kind of born into life. I mean, I look at myself and it's a very like blended combination of my mom and dad, And for a while I tried to like, not necessarily rebel against it, but think like, oh no, I'm my own man. Like I'm independent of my parents. But as I've gotten older, I kind of realize we're all set on this trajectory that's like 95% determined, but there's that little 5% that we can choose, and that's what like really makes a difference, in life.